Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It's Monday. It's April 2nd. It's 2018, and you know what we talk about. We talk about you, the markets, your money, and everything that affects them, whether it's Trump land, the economy, the job market, unemployment, taxes, deficit spending, scams, shams, corruption, you name it, we cover it. We play no favorites. We have no ulterior motive, no agenda. We tell you what we think, and that's it. And as always, it's your money. You get to decide. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archived. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary, articles. We post charts of the day, news of the day. If you want to hear what we're doing, we'd like to hear what you're doing. Press the money management button. Press the subscribe button to get our notes direct to you. And the consulting button if you do it for yourself or others. All at GaryK.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as the markets continued south today, I want to make an impression upon you of import. And everything's important now when the markets are heading south. First off, number one, we have no idea how long it lasts or how far it goes. We don't know if it's the bubbles popped and we're going to drop 30 to 50%. We don't know if it's garden variety and maybe we'll drop another few percent, sit around for 2-3 months repairing the damage and turn back up. We know what's happening right now, though. But where I really want to start, and I want you to listen carefully, before coming on air, I was just in the car and I was listening to some pundits being interviewed on the markets. They actually brought on a guy, and I'm not naming names, that is not even involved in the markets. Somebody I know. Somebody I've been on TV with. And he said, all you're seeing is the day traders and their short-term trading affecting the markets. It's a bunch of crap. How come when the market goes up 10,000 Dow points, we don't hear it's day traders and short-term traders and algorithms and button pushers, but it's only when the market's going down? Do you know why? Just like we told you, Wall Street never changes. There's always an excuse. There's always a fall person. And when you are a Trumpster, you can't blame the Trumpster. It's the day traders. It's the short-term traders. Well, I got news for each and every one of you. You listening? It is the big money institutional crowd, the big mutual funds, hedge funds, and the like that are doing the selling. Don't believe the bull crap. And let me be clear. They're full of bull crap. That's number one. Number two. I heard all day today, this is only because of uncertainty on Trump and his tariffs and his targeting of Amazon that the economy is strong, earnings are strong, and once we get past the tariff thing and Amazon thing, everything's going to be just fine. Well, in bull markets, bad news is good news. In bearish markets, good news is bad news. The complexion has simply changed. That's all. The complexion has changed. You're in a bearish environment now. These people do not recognize it. And the other thing they refuse to recognize, while I believe this coincident indicators and some of this news is catalyzing things, the market would be going down no matter what because it wants to. That's all. You had a good run into the end of January. You've had a big run in an asset bubble. For us now, it's only a matter of how bad does it get? Could today be the low? A nauseating day? Sure. Do odds favor it's the low? No. But we're open to anything. But we put odds on things. And of course, the other component of markets, and I want you to listen carefully, they are mostly a telegrapher of things to come. Maybe we've peaked out in earnings gains. Maybe the economy is going to soften. Maybe the market knows that Trump and the Republicans lied and raised government spending and debt and deficits instead of doing something about them. Maybe it's all of the above. All we know is on January 29th, the market topped out. We went through a bunch of weeks where we wedged up, except for the NASDAQ and NASDAQ 100, who did what we call a little run for the roses and hit new highs. But then everything has rolled over. And we mean everything now. Now, on last week before the holiday, we mentioned to you the hold of longer-term support. I thought Thursday was worth a little probe off the 200-day moving average. Because if that's where it's going to hold, and we put stops underneath. Well, we walked into today, and all that happened was sellers showed up again until the last, you know, half hour where they bounced them up towards the close. Now, as I speak, because I'm ambidextrous, I can speak and scan at the same time. I am in the midst of scanning the markets. I'm going to scan about 1,000 stocks. Bunch of sectors, a bunch of countries, and I'm going to tell you what we found. Let's just leave no doubt, more pressure was put upon the market today, and more bad news was really bad news. You remember when it was bullish? Didn't matter what was said. Terrorist attack, market goes up. A bad earnings report, market goes up. The Mets lose, market goes up. Didn't matter. What you need to know is in bull markets, bad news is good news and good news is great news. In bearish markets, good news is bad news and bad news is evil. So please get that through to yourself, that these idiots saying it's just the short-term traders, they are lying and making it up. No, this is the big money crowd. These are your hedge funds, your mutual funds. These are the important people that matter most. And these idiots do not know what they're talking about or just plain lying or trying to defend their little flank. So it was another rough day. Another rough day. And I hope you are listening. Few things happened today that, nothing bullish, but a few things happened today that, let's hope it staves off disaster. But more trouble today. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all I can tell you. Up next on The Edge, full market wrap. Movers of the day, news of the day, and all that stuff today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414. 3414.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Hope you had a good holiday weekend. Went to Universal yesterday with my goddaughters. Man, was that place packed. You know, they charge now $179 here in Orlando for the two parks. And you have to go to the two parks because you have two Harry Potter lands and you take the train over to the other one. That's the only way you can get – well, you could get there if you walk into each park. $179. The turkey legs are now 14 and change, but you get chips with them. What a business. It rained, so guess what they sold a lot of? The ponchos. God bless them. A wizard saved them big time, that's all I can tell you. And now they're building all kinds of hotels at Universal. There's a bunch up already, another theme park. They took down Wet n' Wild, which is a little away from Universal on International Drive, and who knows what they'll do there, maybe more hotels. And, of course, then there's Disney. We are theme park city here, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, I don't know how I don't know how average Americans really afford those places now. Your family of four? I guess if you go for a week, you get these – the park tickets are cheaper based on if you get 5 days or something like that. But still, dang. Wow. Whoa. Anyway, hope I made my point out of the get-go. The misinformation is already coming out in droves. Remember what they did to you with the Bitcoin. The loudest noise, the loudest recommendations came after it was up 70 billion fold and sucked you guys in at the most inopportune time. It's now down 70% from the highs. Other coins like Ripple is down 75, 80%. A bunch of them are at zero and never coming back. They scammed you. They did a great job of screwing you guys. We didn't. Anyway, there's more chapters of that to come. But that said, let's do today's edition of the Icky Yucky Market Wrap. The Icky Yucky Market Wrap is brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. Now, this may sound crazy. I don't want you to pay attention to the numbers I give you now. Well, yeah, you can pay a little attention. I'll have more important things to say than just the final numbers today. Dow down 459, S&P down 59, NASDAQ a juicy 193, and NASDAQ 100 down 190. The Sox down a big 51. The Transports down 205. Advanced declines were gross. Up-down volume was gross. Gross, gross. As we finish the day today, I do want to say that the NASDAQ at one time today hit 68.05, so it was down about 260, finished down 193. The S&P 500 hit the low today at around 25.53, closed up 28 points, so we're down 87, we finished down 59. And the Dow today, as I mentioned, finished down 459, did hit 23,344. So we were down 758. We finished down 458. Geez whiz. The Russell 2000 finished down 37, the 1492, when Columbus sailed the blue. Did hit 1482, so was down 46. The semiconductor index finished down 52, was down 64. The NASDAQ, did I mention that yet? No. 68.05 was down 64. Yeah, I did mention that. Duh. The transports, which finished down 206, were down at one time. Wow. 312. So, you know, a decent little comeback towards the end of the day. In fact, the Dow in the last 20 minutes went up 180 points to the close. Let me give you the only bit of good news. You want the only bit of good news? Shorter term, there are all of a sudden a bunch of geniuses that never follow this stuff coming out of the woodwork saying, some of the indices broke below the 200-day moving average today. Ooh, that's bad, and it's going to invite more selling. Yeah, I read that. It was on CNBC.com. That's good news. That is actually good news short term, maybe. Why? Because now they're all bearish. Oh, look what happened today. Well, we're going to tell you at the close of the day, because of that late close, I'm going to guess shorter term. Guess. Maybe, just maybe, we'll hang in there. But that's the only good news I can give you. Maybe, just maybe, we can hang in there. I don't know if that's good news. And when I mean hanging there, we can bounce up a little bit. Wouldn't be surprised. But is that really good news? Maybe, just maybe, we can bounce a little? Hang in there a little bit? Not according to my abacus. So what we'll do is, up next, we'll go underneath the hood. Because that's really more important than me just telling you where the major indices finished up. And may I say, big time more important. Anybody can do that. It's what's underneath the hood that matters most. And you need to pay attention. But remember what we've told you. Every time the market goes lower, the internals deteriorate even more, which makes it tougher for the market to just turn around and go up. You got that? Up next, we'll explain. And more. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Looking for today's hottest wellness trends? Visit GNC, where you'll get them for less thanks to our buy one, get one half off deal. Save on black seed oil, turmeric, and milk thistle. Or mix and match Vitapack programs, male performance, probiotics, fish oil, and more. Our premium GNC brand products go through up to 150 quality checks and are the highest quality wellness solutions and supplements in the industry. But hurry, this buy one, get one half off deal is only available for a limited time. GNC, live well.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake, and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing. Pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. So I've done a lot of scans, and again, let me repeat a few things. I want to repeat. Number one, do not listen to the people that say it's just day traders and algorithms and button pushers. They're full of it. They don't know what they're talking about. They have absolutely no clue. These are the apologists, the excusers. These are the ones that Wall Street never sees a bear market, and these are also the Trumpsters that there's no way the market's going down because of real things, that type of stuff. The other part of the equation is all the talk, well, this is happening because of Amazon, Trump going after them. This is happening because Trump doing the tariffs. I have news for you. There is a component to that, but this is about several other things. We haven't had a bear market in ages. We had a big run into January 29th. We had like a six-year, the amount of move that we had was like 6 years worth, so we're given the give back here. The other component could be, and we'll know in time, a slowdown in economic growth, a peak in earnings and all that stuff. And if we go into a bear market, I will guarantee you that's what's going to be coming down the pike. And, of course, there's all this talk, wait a minute, this can't happen because earnings are strong, tax cuts, the economy's strong now, the market's forward, not backward. And for every tax cut you can tell me about, I can tell you about the spending hike that they did. So you got to be careful about it. Now, I have already scanned about 1,000 stocks. Let me tell you what I have found. Regardless, listen carefully, of the short term. Okay? The short term meaning bounce up some, rally up some. You know, the Dow just went from 25.4 on March 13th. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 trading days were 23.6. That's 1,800 points. It's pretty good. Just more things have been busted up, okay? Now, we could talk a little big picture here. The Dow was pulled down to the 200-day moving average today. The Dow also went a little bit below the low of February 9th. 200-day moving average on the Dow was 23,423. We went a little bit below it, finished above it. The S&P 500. Broke below the 200-day moving average, which is 25.89, and did finish at 25.82. And all of a sudden, everybody's with the uh-oh. What if the S&P's up 25 tomorrow? You're back above it. Just remember, a break is a break, but it has to stay broken. Remember, the S&P broke the 50-day moving average in February. Rallied above it two or three times in February and March and rolled over again to this point. So, yeah, we can bounce. But my thought process is sell up. Any bounce you sell into. Because what we have built now is massive overhead and just a lot of breaks in all kinds of areas. For example, the XLV is healthcare. Well, look what that did today. The XLP is consumer staples. Oh my goodness, holy crap, what's happened there. The KRE is regional banks. Now, that isn't long-term bearish, but look where it's come down to in the XLF. Look where that's come down to. 200-day moving average on the XLF. This is where it needs to hold. But the question is, What is it going to do from here? These things are busted up. You look at the Russell, down to the 200-day move average, finished near the lows. That didn't really come back much. You already know about the real estate, gross. The utilities, pretty much gross. The industrials. Yeah, the industrials are finished on the 200-day moving average and right near the lows of February 9th. If there's any one good thing I can tell you is we're at the bottom of that February 9th day, in and around there, and maybe we really hold this second time. I don't know. But then I go underneath the surface even more. And I go look at Intel today, which was holding up great, and then it's announced that maybe Apple's going to do their own chips in the Macintosh, so Intel drops $3 today, which is big $3. Cisco in the Dow also, cleanly breaking the 50-day moving average. That really didn't come back today. Microsoft in the Dow also. That really didn't come back today. Amazon got targeted again by Trump. That finished down 75 today. That really didn't come back. Netflix, which has been unbelievably strong, down 15 today, is just below the 50-day, so that's holding up much better than other things. J.P. Morgan back near the recent lows. And look, the good news is around 106, it held there in February. It's holding there now. But just holding there is not good news. Same with Morgan Stanley, right, at about $52. Just holding is not good news. And then you got these other things going on. Tesla. Stock's been imploding, 350 to 250. They have their own issues, but was that happening when the market was in good shape? Hell no. What do we tell you about companies that lose a ton of money? In bearish markets, the curtains come up. You see everything. All of a sudden, oh my goodness, losing $15,000 to $20,000 a car is not a good thing, and having billions in debt and needing more is not a good thing. You damn tootin', it's not. Or you darn tootin'. And then I just go through the Dow names. American Express below the 200-day moving average. Apple, between the 50 and 200, but going no place fast. Boeing, which has been a big leader, firmly implanted below the 50-day moving average now. Though that 315 to 320 area is showing big support. Caterpillar. Again, some of these support levels, 142 to 144 in Caterpillar, breaks below there. Good night, Irene. Walmart, they're just moving around. Death drop on Walmart. Exxon and Chevron, these are just Dow names. Exxon almost finished at new yearly lows today before bouncing. Chevron, no great shakes. Procter & Gamble, Dow name, new yearly lows. I'm not making it up. 3M. 3M down $7 today, was down 9. 6-7 month lows, volume heavy. Merck, drug company, new yearly lows. Johnson & Johnson, drug company, makes good Band-Aids, near new yearly lows. Coke, they sell a lot of soda, near new yearly lows. You catching the drift? Pfizer, another drug company. Not as bad as others, I must admit. DuPont, which is now DWDP, getting close to new yearly lows. GE, they got to take GE out of the Dow soon. IBM, gross. Intel is mentioned. McDonald's, holding up a little bit better than others. Nike, which is holding up, breaks the 50-day today, volume heavy. These are the Dow 30. What else am I missing? United Health? Nothing good to report to you. United Tech? Nothing good, sitting on the 200-day moving average now. Goldman Sachs. Actually, Goldman Sachs, not as bad as others, but gets all the way down to the 200-day moving average. I mentioned J.P. Morgan to you already. Oh, yeah, Verizon, the two Vs. Verizon, nothing. Visa, one of the strong names, just sitting under the 50-day moving average. Home Depot down 5 today, near the 200-day moving average. So all the market has going for it right now, notice a lot of names I have mentioned to you, at lines of support or that 200-day moving average. Even with the Dow down 450. So I actually would not be surprised if we bounce a little here. But to where? I would call into question how much. Up next, we'll continue with this line of thinking. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show, Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690.
That's 800-834-4690.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. And let me just read a few things to you. Amazon down 75, Booking.com down 50, Abiomed down 12, Nvidia 11, Netflix 15. Google 25, Intuitive Surgical 12, IPG Photonics 9, Mercado Libre 9, Align Tech 9, Alibaba 6, Tesla 14, Lam Research 9, MKN Instruments 5, ASML Holdings 5, in the Dow, Boeing 5, Goldman Sachs 5, Home Depot 5, IBM, Intel, Johnson & Johnson 3s, 3M 7, Travelers 4, Walmart 3.5. That's not day traders, idiots. Can't believe idiots would actually have the whatever to say that. So, we are at this juncture that we have penetrated the February 9th lows. That's how weak things have got. You know, we bounced a little bit at the end of the day, and maybe we can do a little bit more. I'm dubious about how much more. And let me be clear how things work. I'm going to try and do an analogy. You twist your ankle, and you sprain your ankle, but you decide to play basketball, and you make it worse. So now it's worse 2 or 3 days later, but you go out again and play, and it gets even worse. And you go out again, and you get my point. The market is the ankle, and every time it gets hit, it worsens. And the more it gets hit, and the worse it gets, the longer it takes to heal. That's the process we're in as of the close today. I guess that's a pretty decent analogy. Now back to the Trump thing. We completely 1,000% disagree with Donald Trump targeting Amazon. Notice I didn't say whether he was right or wrong. Okay? We completely disagree with the President of the United States targeting a company of any sorts. We hate it when Obama did it. We hate it when Trump does it. And Donald Trump does not recognize, and we've tried to tell him, you're going after the number one growth stock in the market that has a tremendous influence on the market. On top of that, your tariffs open up the possibility of retaliatory measures against the second most important stock in the market, and that's Boeing. Arguably the most, the strongest stock on the NYSE. Now, we can go back and forth on Amazon. I've had people, you know, I was on with Charles Payne today. I got people email me left and right. A bunch of people say I'm right. Some people say I'm wrong. But the one thing I'm 100% right about is this is no job for the president. He should not be doing that. You got a problem with the United States Post Office and you think they cut a bad deal? Well, you have the postal system. They have a commission, the Postal Something Commission, that negotiates this. Have them negotiate better. They do it once a year. You think they're putting mom and pop out of business? Here's what you do. Shut down every internet company that sells stuff on the internet. How about going after Home Depot and Lowe's and Best Buy and Bed Bath & Beyond and all these companies for putting mom and pop out of business? It's ridiculous. It's moronic. It's stupid. Now, on the tariff front, I applaud Donald Trump for doing something about trade. I think he's going about it the wrong way. China, 150 tariffs on different things today. As we even told you, for every action, there's going to be an equal and opposite reaction, and every country is going to act in their best, own best interests. And we don't want to get into a hissing match. Replace the H with a P. But that's what we're starting to get. And there is potential that there is a coincident indicator between that bit of news. No doubt Amazon is definitely going down because of Trump. But why is everything else going down? That's because we're in a bearish phase for technology now. That's all. And there's no reason why to have Netflix down 15 today and Nvidia down 11 because of Amazon. Lam Research down 9 because of Amazon. Why? Shouldn't be. Google down, well, maybe Google because of Facebook. By the way, Facebook down almost 5 today. So anyway, the trees? Yeah, maybe we can bounce here. Maybe. The forest. The internals work weakened even more today. And if we don't get a good bounce, the big money institutional crowd will recognize it, and they will not be satisfied with the price on their selling. So they will keep selling until price is satisfied on the downside and we can find some decent lows that only happen over time, typically. Have a great evening. Drive carefully. When you get home, do like I do. Simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Night, night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,